No, great to be back. Obviously, last time was for the celebration of the championship with all the guys here. So that was a great night, great day. Very honoured to have the road named after me. As I said when I was saying a few words, I never did I think in '92 when I signed here when the Premier League started that one day I'd have a road named after me. But it's here. I'm delighted. It's I'm just hoping that it a good result for Blackburn tonight will round off a great day.
Could your four seasons here, barring a cruciate knee ligament injury, have gone any better?
Well, we could have won it twice. We nearly won it in our second year, 93-94. But, I mean, it's just an unbelievable story for Blackburn to come in and take on the big boys as we did and beat them. And not only take them on, but beat them in the way we did. And to beat the might of Manchester United upset a lot of people. But it was great for the football club, great for the area. We won it because we had a tremendous manager, an unbelievable owner and a great team spirit.
Doesn't happen anymore, does it? Quite like that.
Can't see it happening ever again, if I'm honest. I hope I'm wrong, but I can't see it happening again. For example, a team coming up from the Championship and winning the Premier League within 3 years is just... not thinkable, really. I can't see it happening. So that puts it into perspective what an achievement it actually was.
You achieved a great deal in your career, but do you feel that Blackburn Rovers fans saw you right at your very best, Alan?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was young. I still had pace, but I also played in a team that was just set up to score goals. Two unbelievable wingers in Ripley and Wilcox, and whether it was Mike Newell or whether it was Chris Sutton, great partnerships. But the whole team was just, as I said, it was a dream to play in, because for a forward, I knew what the wingers were going to do. I knew what the setup of the team was, and it was designed for a centre forward to score goals. And Kenny and Ray Harford knew what I was half decent at, which is why they decided to pay out all that money at the time, a British record transfer fee. And thankfully, I delivered the goals, and it was just a great 4 years of my life, unbelievable 4 years of my life. So happy here, and fond memories.
I've spoken to those wingers a number of times since you played with them, and the thing they always come back to is, if we didn't get that ball over, Shearer would let us know at half-time.
Well, that was in a polite way, obviously, and the odd day not so polite. But no, that was the makeup of me as a person. That was the makeup of me of a centre forward. That my job was to score goals, and if the wingers didn't get the ball in, then I did let them know in no uncertain terms. And but they were just unbelievable at doing that, and it made my job easier because I knew I had two guys who were more than capable of putting the ball in the box where I wanted it.
It's perhaps hard for fans to understand when you first left the club, but you've since been back. You played in a testimonial for Tony Parks, and every time you're back these days, you always get a wonderful welcome, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I could understand the rawness of the situation when I first left, and I mean, that's football. They didn't want me to leave, which in one way was being very respectful to me. So when I've been back, they've received me with open arms, and I've always had a great reception. So it's always good to come back. I mean, after all, this place was where I won my one and only trophy. So as I said, just four very, very special years.
Were you ever close to becoming manager of this football club? There was talk one summer championship when you were sat in a BBC studio that, you know, it might happen, it might not. What was your take?
No, it was never. It was never any serious chance of me becoming manager here. It was never. No, nope, nothing at all. No.
Is there any ambition to ever get back in that side of it, Alan?
I'm reluctant to say never, but I'd be amazed because I'm very happy in what I'm doing. I've got a great life. Myself and my family can have the odd holiday now and again, and I still watch football every weekend, and that's what I love doing. So no, I'm happy in what I'm doing. So there was definitely no ambitions to get into management. No.
And just on Blackburn Rovers of today, Paul Lambert's made a good start, hasn't he? Three wins in four.
Yeah, he's made a very, very good start. I sat with Paul on the Match of the Day studio on the Sunday a week or two before he was appointed, and he said he was looking to get back into the game. I'm delighted he's been given a chance here. I hope he can get them to where they want to be, which is obviously the Premier League. He's had a very good start. I'm hoping they can get a win tonight to continue that good form. If not, then I might not be invited back. You know, I'm hoping I'm a lucky charm this evening. And who knows? It might be too much to ask to get an automatic place, but I don't see any reason why that it can't get in the playoffs. Fingers crossed.
Are you looking forward to walking out down that tunnel tonight?
I'm looking forward to being here. I'm looking forward to watching the game. And as I said, I just hope that they can get 3 points and carry on the good form. And I might get a good reception. You never know.